Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating an endoscopy report on Beth Hargrove, date of birth 12/19/1958, date of procedure February 2nd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Edwin Roberts. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsies, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is GERD, dyspepsia, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as the malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Here, the patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sit there for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction and esophagus period, retroflex view is obtained at the cardio period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position period, a digital rectal exam was normal period, a well lubricated limbus. Video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. A retroflex view was obtained at the rectum period. Boston Power Prep score was good with a grade of 7, 2-3-2, period. Patient saw the procedure well without any complications findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of multiple gastric polyps in the fundus and body, six polyps greater than 1 centimeter in size. Six polyps ranging in size from 10 millimeters to 13 millimeters were removed with cold snare polypectomy for histology. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies are obtained for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac. At colonoscopy, next line. There was an approximately 6 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 5 millimeter hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 sessile rectal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. These were all diminutive. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up pathology from the gastric polyps. They are all fundic gland polyps, can repeat endoscopy in a year for removal of any other greater than 1 centimeter polyps. If these are noted to be adenomas or hyperplastic polyps, we'll need repeat endoscopy for evaluation of the other polyps. Next line. Anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.